Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
One.
I agree to that.
New head coach in Texas. Let's get to our double play.
I know I teased one thing, but I decided. I got to the line, didn't like what I saw. I'm going to audible. 52 is Mike, 52
what
is Mike. Check
raise. Third season, though?
I was going to should I reveal that later? Or I'll do it now. Stranger Things is getting a third season.
Congratulations.
It's been all but confirmed. The best show Netflix has to offer.
Has the second season even come out yet?
Not yet. October.
Okay.
So they saw it, and they're like, yeah, it's great. So it's going to get a third season. They're going to have to leave Hawkins, Indiana, and I'm giddy about it. Danny Ruye, show recommendation time, people. While you're perusing the Home Box Office Network on HBO for incredible programming, maybe the best show ever, like Game of Thrones. You're watching, of course, Hard Knocks, hard-hitting sports stuff. It's incredible. Brian Gumbel taking his glasses off and thinking, hey, this is a question I have that's probing. Forget about all that. Four-part documentary series. This is every bit as good, in this reporter's humble opinion, as the story about Robert Durst, the Jinx, which everybody, if you haven't seen that, see that immediately. It's mind-blowing, and it's oh-my-God type stuff, jaw-dropping. The Defiant Ones. If you are around my age, I'm 38 years old, oldest I've ever been. If you're in this area of age, in your 30s, maybe even 40s, and you remember, basically, the rise of rap music from the mid to late 80s of N.W.A. and company all the way through to East-West Coast beef, Snoop Dogg, Suge Knight, Nas, and you know Wu-Tang Clan, and Biggie, and everything like that. If you were a fan, like so many of us were, this is must-see television. It chronicles Dr. Dre and Jimmy Iovine. I'm probably saying his name wrong. I've never said it right, Tommy. I'm sorry. There's so many vowels in a row, and I know as someone that has too many vowels in his name, it's really hard. It's Iovine. Two music producers, completely different backgrounds. Everything about them is different. They end up in these completely separate journeys, and they come together, and they sell Beats by Dre for $3 billion to Apple. That's kind of the culmination of it. But it chronicles everything that they've gone through. Some stuff I kind of knew but had forgotten about. Learned a bunch of things via this thing. It's so well done. Because it mirrors kind of back and forth what these guys are going through, these struggles and the risks that dudes took. I mean, Dr. Dre walking away from millions of dollars just to be free of Suge Knight and some of the influence at Death Row Records. The risk this guy Jimmy took when he's like producing records with people like Bruce Springsteen, Patti Smith, Tom Petty. He just leaves all that kind of stuff behind. It is outstanding, great television. I'm 3 or 4 episodes in. But it's only 4, so it's not something that's too many episodes, GP. Not too many episodes, something you
could
catch up on.
Could be something I could watch.
If you were a fan or
my
remember this
is
era.
10 or fewer. I'll even say 15 or fewer, I could do it.
If you remember this era at all, it is outstanding. Highest recommendation.
I got a crazy one here that is hard to fathom in 2017, but it's not in this country, so I guess all bets are off.
All right.
A restaurant in China tried to offer discounts based on bra size. As you can imagine, this didn't go over particularly well.
Oh.
I found this on Barstool Sports. A Chinese restaurant from the BBC is where the whole report started, came under fire for offering discounts to women depending on their bra size, it's reported. According to the Qianjiang Evening Post, local people complained to the council after seeing posters advertising discounts for the trendy shrimp restaurant at a mall in Hangzhou, the main city of coastal... I can't do all the provinces. That's
my fault. You're fine.
The company's adverts showed a lineup of cartoon women in their underwear with the slogan, "The whole city is looking for breasts." It listed discounts for women depending on their cup size, with greater offers available to women with bigger busts. One representative complaint said the posters were vulgar advertising, you think? And discriminatory towards women, you think? The posters first appeared on August 1st and have since been removed, but Trendy Shrimp general manager Lan Shigang defended their sales strategy, said, quote, "When the promotion started, customer numbers rose by 20%. He even added, some of the girls we met were very proud they had nothing to hide, end quote. Can you imagine this place doing this? Obviously, this would never happen in America in a million years. But I can't fathom, this is one of the leaders in the world, China. Now, granted, I think socially they're not where we are. I mean, Bart still points out that it's basically the 30s to the 50s in the U.S., like in China.
Right.
I don't know what the exchange rate is. But look at this picture. It basically says, like, if you're an A through an F, like, what you're going to pay for shrimp.
Here's my thing. The sprint to be offended would never allow this in the U.S. I ostensibly don't really have a problem with that. And I know that, like, is completely unpopular to say.
Oh, you don't have a problem with what, though?
With them deciding to go that route. Here's what I would do if I didn't like it. I wouldn't go to that restaurant. You see what I'm saying? Like, that should be enough. You just say you don't do it. What folks get upset about is, and listen, you can't discriminate against people based on physical characteristics or whatever
but
else.
But you'd agree this is ridiculous.
Well, it's over the top, but here's the thing. No, they're not denying service to anybody. That's what real discrimination
is. They're charging you more.
They're charging regular price. You get a discount. You get a special treatment
I guess that's true. Maybe it's
semantics.
Like, the price based on A to F. Like, if you have small boobs, you're paying this, and if you have big boobs, you're paying this.
Again, you're not charged more. That's the big difference to me. But this would obviously never happen. Everyone would get so mad about it, and everybody's pantaloons would be in a bunch. My thing is, just in general, if you don't like something, don't try to get it taken away. You see what I'm saying? Like, all you have to do is don't go there. But by making a big stink about it, the guy's probably right. Like, our sales increased 20% simply because everyone was offended. The try to get something banned, try to get rid of it because I don't like it or whatever. To me, it's a huge difference, and maybe it's not to other people. It's just the way all society's kind of morphed and moved. There's a difference between, hey, you are a certain physical characteristics. I'm going to charge you extra versus, again, it's regular price.
Yeah.
Versus a discount if you happen to be a certain way. As you know, I don't know. It's not something I would reward necessarily, but I kind of go, good for that guy to try to get his name out there. Who cares?
What if a person was like, hey, here's our price, but if you belong to this religion, you get it for less. That's not weird?
It is weird because we would never see it now. You would never see it now.
Here's the price, but if you look like I look, you get it for less. Weird?
Yeah, weird. But again,
I agree with you, and you know how I feel. The outrage culture is ruining everything, essentially. And that, well, I agree with you 100%. Someone's saying something you don't like someone hears something on the radio, they send CK and our lawyers a letter and they say,
yeah,
get this guy off the radio.
Oh, no.
That sucks. And you're a bad person if you do that.
And people are going to misinterpret what I'm saying right now, and I already know that. I probably should have just said, oh, wow, weird story. How crazy is this? And just kept my mouth shut and waited for my Ted Britt read in a couple minutes. But my point is this. I think we've lost the ability to just say, yeah, I'm not going there. But you know what I mean? The extra layer of let's complain, let's get it banned, or whatever. Maybe it's my own distinction that no one cares about. I know legally my defense wouldn't hold up in court now because offering different prices for different people with different characteristics, backgrounds, race, religion, creed, all that stuff has been thrown out, and I understand why.
Boob size.
This is basically saying you get a discount, not you get overcharged if you're a certain way. And that matters to me, and I guess it matters to no one else. I guess that's all I'm at. This is a wacky promotion to try to get people to show up
somewhere.
Definitely
a wacky promotion.
I don't really have that much of an issue with it. I guess I would say if you don't
Tommy
like it,
said
just don't
he
go.
Wants to go there on. He's gonna have to go get like a date night started where he meets someone on Tinder and he gets a match and he takes her there.
Yeah, because I'd get a silly discount. I get some free shrimp.
Tommy wants his shrimp for cheaper.
Yeah, I'd like cheap shrimp. I guess that's maybe where I'm at.
You want cheap shrimp?
Yeah.
I would just wait and cut a coupon when you get one in the mail.
That's where I'm at.
Or you can bring your coupon.
Oh, boy. I think that this place sucks. I do. That's just me, maybe. Now, that isn't to say that I am pro being offended by things, but I think there is a line, and I think this place crossed it. So
well,
maybe our lines are in different places on the court.
But yeah, of course. I would never do, like, so let's say I open up a restaurant tomorrow that serves shrimp or serves whatever that they serve, right?
Yeah.
I'm not doing this because I know it would bother everybody to such a high degree.
But you're also not doing it because it's a terrible practice, right?
Yeah, I mean, I would try not to have that be my promotion. I guess what I'm saying is somebody did that and I go, oh, okay, I just won't go. That's as far as I'm at, I guess, is what I would
I like that part in general. The I won't go is better than the let's ruin everybody's time all the time.
Because somebody might like it. Somebody might not like it. It can exist.
Tommy might love it.
Yeah, Tommy's all about it, apparently. Tommy's looking at turning his Delta Sky Miles right now for a trip to China. I'm just saying. I don't know. I really shouldn't have barked up this tree because I know everyone's looking at me funny. Everyone's cringing.
Be able to speak. I want you to be honest. If this is honest, then you're being honest.
I mean, Dar put his hands on his head 6 times. Like,
well,
what are you doing?
Look, if you went through life trying to agree with Brendan Dar and everything, you're not going to succeed because you and Brendan Dar aren't cut from the same cloth. Let's just be honest on that. You guys are on different ends of the pendulum, generally speaking.
He's with us on this one, though.
Dar is?
I'm just sitting here laughing at Tommy. I can't stop laughing at him behind the scenes.
It's a good time.
All you have to do is not go if you don't like something. That's all.
Go.
That's all. You can just not go. Just don't go.
Are you
going to
go?
No, I'm not going.
I'm not going either.
I'm not going to that. I probably wouldn't reward that practice. I care about customer service and if your shrimp's tasty.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. The Beltway Blitz is next.
Guys, Danny Ruelier here for my pals at Ted Britt Ford. Go see him. Do it. Make this move. Fairfax Chantilly, just a click away at TedBritt.com. I love him. I love him so much. Not just lip service, by the way. Got my 2016 Ford Edge in there in 2016, right? I went, loved the experience. You know what I did when I needed a new car? For myself? I went right back to Ted Britt Ford, and I got an awesome deal on the Fusion. I filled up the gas tank one time since I got it in May. Think about that. One time. It's when I drove to the Outer Banks and back. Needed the gas tank then, right? I commute with my car. Probably a lot of you guys commute too. Charge it up when I get to work. That's the mileage. That's where it comes from. I love that ride. Also love the deal I got on it. You guys can get a great deal too. 0% financing for 72 months. On that vehicle, plus 0% financing for 72 months as well. On the Escape, the Edge, the Explorer, plus $1,000 trade assistance. Go see them. And then when you go, you get Ted Britt for life. Okay, that's when you buy new pre-owned vehicle. Anything less than 100,000 miles, you get Ted Britt for life. You get taken care of. Powertrain coverage, big stuff like the engine, the transmission, little things like they'll replace your windshield if it cracks. That's awesome customer service, customer care. It's a lifestyle, baby. Go see him at Ted Britt Ford and tell him Danny sent you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.